Good evening, everyone. This is Mary Hernandez. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. We're happy to be here again this week. I'm one of your hosts tonight. I'm joined this evening by Liz Sister and DC Love. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing great,
wonderful.
Mary. How are
you?
Good. Liz, would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an intuitive empath. I read cards as well as teach people how to read cards. I do Reiki healing, spiritual counseling, and I'm also a meditation leader. So I enjoy sharing the messages from the angels with everyone, and I really, really enjoy being with you ladies every week as well.
Thank
it
you.
Is
Likewise.
Truly it is an amazing time. I enjoy it myself. It's so beautiful. And Mary, can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yes, similar to Liz, I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I get clear yes and no responses from spirit. I'm also currently taking a light language course to be able to offer healing with light language. And I work with different card decks, including tarot and oracle decks.
Beautiful. Really, really beautiful. That's awesome. And I have, this is DC Love. I'm sure, you know who I am by now. I have a little message, and I want to use the time to bring forward the message. It is in the process of creating the life of our fondest dreams that we experience life. Archangel Barakiel asks that you take his celestial hand in yours as you move forward into a new radiant phase of your life. Honor the past, live in the present, and welcome the wonderful adventures that await you. And don't forget to sing and dance along the way. We have a little mantra. Together, Spirit and I create the life of my fondest dreams. Beloveds, I, Archangel Barakiel, am with you now. My name means the blessings of God. I come to you today with all the abundant blessings life has to offer. I will accompany you on your journey, as well as helping you to grow stronger with each step you take. Call upon me today. Be happy for the hard times. They make you stronger. Laugh at the confusion. Live in the moment. Eventually, all the pieces will fall into place. Every struggle that you have, beloveds, is necessary. Okay, it helps you to develop your strengths. Every day is a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Always look forward because that's where your bright future awaits you. Learn from the past, but don't remain there. All you have to do is take the first step. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Accept what is and let go of what was. And please, beloveds, have faith in what will be. Have faith in what is coming. No one knows what the future may hold. You have to have faith that everything will work out. We are all searching for something. Courage turns dreams into reality. Keep your dreams in your heart so they can be felt with each beat of your heart. Dream big, and please stay focused. Stay focused and surround yourself with good people. Go after your dreams no matter how attainable others think they are, because after all, these are your dreams. And shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you're going to land among the stars. So it's better to aim high and miss than to aim low and hit. You have something special within you, each of you do, and it's called greatness. Beloveds, I believe in each of you. Some of the signs that you may notice as Archangel Barakiel accompanies you is the beautiful smell of roses, which is a sign of the presence of holiness. Another sign that he is with you would be through the joy of laughter. And when he is around, you may become so joyful and inspired that you begin to laugh and you don't even know why. So it's really beautiful. So at this time, we want to thank Archangel Barakiel. Also the angels of, you know, of blessings for helping, you know, all of us. And if you have a specific intention, you know, Archangel Barakiel reminds each of us to pray about them. And he's going to come in, and he wants to intercede on your behalf, and he wants you to trust in God's wisdom as well, knowing that, you know, we will receive everything that is for our highest good and our best, but we've got to, you know, we've got to believe. And please, you know, believe in the angels and know that they're here for us always. All we have to do is call upon them as well. So Archangel Barakiel is happy to be here during the show, and he is so, you know, he's so happy that we are on our paths. And amen, and so it is. That was his little message, ladies.
That was amazing.
So beautiful. Yeah.
I have to tell you, DC, I've been smelling roses the past two nights. And, you know, roses is associated with Mother Mary, and she's one of my gods.
Yes.
So I thought it was Mother Mary, but how interesting that it could also be Archangel Barakiel.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's good to know.
It is. It is.
And I feel like a little flutter in my head, like a little, yes, it was me.
Well, that's truly amazing. Ladies, we do have some callers. Are you ready to open up the phone line?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Pat. This is DC, and you're here with the ladies and I with Angel Answers. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Thank you so much for being there tonight. Possibly two, but one, my dog Chance is sitting here. We both want to know, well, he knows, but I want to know why he moans all the time when he's lying down.
And what is his name?
His name is Chance. And
Chance, okay.
He's talking right now. He almost sounds like he's talking, but I'm concerned that he's hurting. He's only doing it when he's lying down, when he wakes up in the morning, when he gets up and moves around. And he just had a birthday last week.
Oh, bless. Well, this is DC. I'm hearing Chance believes faith. Okay. And I see him watching you, and he sort of is trying to get you to be a little bit more like him. Okay.
Okay.
Because I feel, you know, that he just watches you, and he wants you to be able to sort of change with the cycles of life, you know, because as we know, life is ever-changing. And Chance is saying take a chance on life and, you know, go forward toward your destiny. Okay? So I feel like
okay.
He's a really spiritual guy, and he wants to help you, Pat, to really go forward on your path of life. Okay? Just as Ginger,
okay.
You know, was me, and I'm getting to, he's saying, you know, you've got to expect more from yourself. Are you dreaming big? Are you visualizing what you want, or are you worrying about everything?
Do you want
because
me to
he's
answer
saying,
that?
Yeah, he wants you to, he's saying, I want you to have a great life. You truly deserve it. And he said, as the angels, you know, as Archangel Barakiel said, and, you know, the angels are with you, they're going to help you to accomplish everything. But he's saying that you have a little bit of fear and worry, and it slows you down. So you can answer it. He's saying, go ahead, Mom, answer.
I am dreaming and visualizing and wishing and praying and believing all the time, but as I just talked to my therapist on the phone, he said, I cannot believe the bad luck, the misfortune that you have had in your life over and over and over and over and over again. And even with that, I'm okay. Just let me get on. But every time, and even in the past couple of years, as I'm making more strides and succeeding more, I get hit so hard. I just had a mechanic be negligent and my car engine fried. I'm looking at $5,000 bill. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing after another that just keeps me from moving forward. And even with that, I worry that, you know, I'm affecting Chance with this.
I feel like Chance is to help you, Pat, to really help you to go forward, and he wants you to reach for the stars. And you have a fear of, you know, really, you know, further than you think you can. And he's saying, my mom is really intuitive. She has really, really great psychic abilities, but you're not using them. You're not trusting your instincts.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I am working hard. And go ahead.
He's saying that he's been asking the angels to come in. And have you felt like their presence? Because they've been around you, and they are bringing you healing, Pat.
I believe that. And I believe I was kept alive the other day on the highway when my car broke down. I believe all kinds of things. I really do. But this is, it's just one thing after another, after another, after another.
This is a time for you, hon. You've got to release the old story. This is a very positive time for you. It's a time of healing. This is a time to surrender everything that no longer serves you. The story that you told us is your old story, and chances in, it doesn't resonate anymore, Mom. You've got to trust that everything going forward is beautiful. It's wonderful. So you've got to let go of all that stuff, honey. It's your old story, and you've got to go forward and create this beautiful new story with chance. Okay? And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, Pat, okay?
Thank you.
God bless, honey.
Hi, Pat. It's Liz.
Hello.
How are you? I pulled a card for you out of the Archangel Power Tarot. And it was the Knight of Gabrielle, and it's confident, enthusiastic, courageous, and charismatic. Just like DC said, as soon as I heard you saying that, all I could think was your dog, like, sighing, you know, when you, like, tell your mother or your sister a story, and they go, oh. That was exactly how I pictured him. And so this card says, time to take action. Great passion for a cause, instinctively knowing just what to do. So, again, you are very intuitive. You do get the signs and you do get the feelings. You just have to trust them and you have to tune in and be confident. You know, when you get that nudge, embrace it and say, yes, this is the right decision. Don't ask anyone else for, you know, for their approval. Just go with it. And things are going to start to change. And like DC said too, that old story, you've got to let it go, because when we hold on to it and keep saying, oh, all this bad stuff keeps happening, then bad stuff is going to happen because we're putting it out there for it to come back to us. And we say, you know what? That was just a detour, that thing that happened, and it put me on the right path. When we look at it that way, then we get more positive things coming for us. So it is your time, and it's time for you to embrace it and step into your power and just own it.
Okay, so, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was amazing, Liz and DC, because I pulled the Tina first, and it's the same card of exactly what you guys are saying. I feel like everything you touch can turn to gold. You just have to believe in yourself. And the card is compassionate, accomplished, charismatic, grounded, a time of great success, financial security, and prosperity. You have the Midas touch, everything turning out beautifully. It's amazing. It's also, you are generous, compassionate. As the provider of your family, you definitely have the Midas touch. I put that in exclamation points. So you just have to believe in yourself, Pat. And the angels are there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Pat.
You're
welcome.
Please call us back. We're here. And let us know how you're doing, how you're moving forward, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. God bless, Pat. Take care now. Well, ladies, that was a beautiful first call. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
We're going to open up the lines again. Area 570, you're live with No Answers. Can we have your first name? 570, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 510. Hi, girls. My name is Lynn. How are you this evening?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I've been having some strange dreams about just men I don't even know. And it's just really weird because my one girlfriend who is deceased now was trying to fix me up with someone in the dream, and he literally started crying because I didn't want to stay. I know this is an uncanny question, but the dreams have been really piling up lately. I know, it's funny, I know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, ladies.
I'm like, it has been the crazy energy of the universe, right?
But, you know, it's a question because it's bugging me now, and I was just curious, and I know you girls are great. I've talked to you before.
Well, you know what, Lynn, this is, you see, I don't even know what to tell you, but Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you know what, the dreams are just telling you to learn to view relationships, like, via a higher perspective, okay? And she's saying, you know, there's a little bit maybe of forgiveness needed somewhere along the line.
Okay.
So, I mean, is there like a, maybe was there a past relationship that like sort of ended kind of crazy or something? Because I'm getting it, I'm sort of getting like something was left undone. Okay.
I don't know. I left pretty much on pretty good basis with everyone. So, I don't know.
Okay, because
you know,
I am getting the word forgiveness. So there's some kind of forgiveness somewhere. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting, you know, like you know, all of us could take, you know, like could take a hint from the dogs. Watch the dogs because they really are, you know, amazing, and they, you know, they are beautiful creatures that always forgive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting there's a little bit of forgiveness. And with the dog, you know, it really takes a lot for them to get annoyed at us, you know?
Okay.
So I'm getting, like, whoever that you were with, they might have been a little bit of, they had a little bit of crankiness, and sort of, like, it may have, like, drove you crazy a little bit. There was, like, oh, my goodness, whatever this person did. So I am getting there's a little bit of forgiveness needed, and just, you know, take a lead from the dog is what I'm getting. They're saying take a lead from the dog, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get anything, but that's what Ginger was showing me, that there was something in regard to forgiveness that you've got to just, even if you don't know what it is, ask the angels to help you forgive, okay? And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, she's saying, I don't know about this lifetime, but in a past lifetime, you were the freaking dating queen.
Oh.
You had it going on, she's saying.
Wow.
Talk about dating. She's saying, oh, my gosh, you just... You had a lot of suitors, is what she's saying, you know?
Wow. Well, that light flipped in this lifetime, that's for sure.
Okay, so, ladies, I have nothing. I didn't get anything, honest to goodness. That's what Ginger got. So do you have anything for Lynn?
Hi, Lynn. This is Liz. And
hi.
I pulled a weird – how are you? I pulled an odd card, too, that doesn't really relate – it's the Chariot and Archangel Metatron,
uh-huh.
And it says determination and self-control, career advancement, and acknowledgement of success by others. Now, when I was thinking about this, I thought about when I was younger, I used to love to do dream interpretation. I read a lot of books on it and stuff, and dreams never mean what we're seeing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think really probably what the dreams are about is about your relationships with other people in general, not necessarily romantic relationships, but the other people around you, people you work with, people that you socialize with, realizing your value and your worth and taking you seriously. That's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what we look for in a partner, too. So it is, it's not that far off, but it does, what I noticed about this card was there's a whole bunch of stars in here and there's these two beautiful horses running together. So there is a partnership out there and it's about believing in the magic. And,
okay.
Archangel Metatron is the ultimate healer. So
If we are, if we're holding on to things that we need to forgive, a lot of times Archangel Metatron is a good one to call in to help us with our healing and releasing that stuff, because he's good at balancing and all that, all those things that we need to do when we are, we're trying to put ourselves out there to find the perfect person. So
okay.
That's my message for you, Lynn.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lynn, this is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. That
hi,
was
Todd.
My mom's name.
Really?
Yeah, Mary Grace.
It's such a beautiful name. And Mother Mary.
Well, she loved Mother Mary and the roses. So.
Yes. So do I. So I got a card fly out for you. It was the Nine of Fire, and it's it actually has protect what you have created and be prepared. Never give up and ask your angels for help. You might be an activist for animal rights or environmental activist. It also shows physical strength. Again, stay positive and work with the law of attraction. And ask. I keep hearing, ask the angels for protection and help. They'll assist you. And this card is actually Archangel Ariel. And the wisdom part of the card says, you are far stronger than you realize. Archangel Ariel brings you strength to help protect not only your own creations, also those of nature and the world. And I was called to tell you to keep a dream journal. I keep one. It's amazing to have. I mean, anytime you remember your dreams, you may not know why you're having a specific dream, but then eventually, you know, you will understand once you go back to your dream journal. I do that at least once a month.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
And Lynn, before we let you go, Ginger is saying that there might be someone new coming in. Just, you know, expect the unexpected. And she's just saying that he's hot looking. And he's a great guy as well. So just, you know, forgive even if you don't know what it is. Ask the angels to help you with forgiveness. And Ginger, just stay optimistic because things are about to change. They're going to get really exciting, girlfriend. Okay?
Oh, nice.
She's bringing in the broom. She's sweeping. So that actually means that you could be swept off your feet. So get ready. Love yourself.
Nice.
You've got to love yourself. And, you know, you've got to do for you what you would do for someone that you're in a relationship with. Buy yourself something nice. Take care of you when you get up in the morning. Tell yourself how much you love Lynn when you see her in the mirror. And really feel that love. And it's just you're getting yourself ready for love. Take a couple hangers out of a closet and make some room for him. Show him that there's room in your life and also in your, you know, wherever you live. Okay? In your closet.
Please.
You want to make room for him, you know?
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Give us a call back. We have all that hot stuff to hear about, okay?
I will. I love you, ladies. Yep, I will, because I remember Lynn and Mary. And you're DC love, so because Lynn is my name, Mary's my mother, so it's not hard to forget you girls.
Okay, well,
that's awesome.
Thank you, Lynn.
Well, ladies,
care, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Wow, that was an interesting call as well. Okay, you guys ready? We're going to just keep going. We're on a roll, okay? Hi, area code 651. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Yeah, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I was just wondering if you see me entering into a casual romantic relationship with someone named Lois.
Okay, ladies.
I'm shuffling.
Okay, so you said a casual romantic relationship with herself. I didn't hear the last part.
Her name is Lois.
Okay. I'm getting Ginger is like wagging her tail with excitement and saying this could really be, you know, a romantic encounter here. Okay.
Oh, she is?
So, well, my dog Ginger's coming in and telling you. She's just saying she sees, you know, she sees the stars in your eyes. And this could be the beginning of a relationship. But she said, girlfriend, keep your head on straight there. Don't go crazy. Just, you know, keep it together. But she does feel like this is, you know, there's a possibility of a nice relationship. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, ladies.
Okay. Hi, Christiana. This is Liz.
Hi.
And I pulled a card for you out of my friend Jennifer Kupcho's deck, and it says, when you ask for what is of your highest good, you will always receive it. And so it is. And the picture is a beautiful archway with stairs leading up on both sides with like velvet ropes, but they're chains, you know, like inviting you in. And the sun is shining on the archway. So it's the beginning of a magical time. And, you know, the law of attraction, if we put it out there, we'll get it back. So if what you want is to, you know, enjoy a nice romantic relationship, then it's yours. So it's out there. And this, the always in this is capitalized. So you will be getting what you ask for sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. This is Mary.
Hello.
I got the release card for you, and it's Archangel Azrael is here with open arms, open wide to come for you. Bright white roses grow in every direction to show the purity and peace in this moment. I'm getting, when you asked about your romance, I got chills immediately. That's normally a confirmation that, yes, love is coming. And an additional meaning to this card is facing your fears and moving forward. Freedom to change, transformation, and spiritual evolution. I'm not sure if you're spiritual at all. I mean, if you have any abilities.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Well, release situations of people that are holding you back, because you're going to be amazing. And I just got chills again from head to toe. So you definitely have some amazing abilities.
Thank you.
Just release what no longer serves you. That's what I keep getting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello? Hello? Yes, this is Camille in Oregon.
I think
I can
you
hear
might
you.
Have lost.
Hello?
You can hear us? Perhaps.
Yes, I can. This is Camille calling you from Oregon.
Oh, hi, Camille.
Okay.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. My question is in regards to my job. My daughter attends a small private school, and they called me back in September to ask me if I wouldn't mind volunteering in their office. And I have done so faithfully for over 200 hours. And now it's a situation where, while I love doing what I'm doing, I am not being paid. And there, we have not found any sort of resolve to, you know, monetize this. What am I being asked to do here, especially in light of, you know, it is the holidays, and I'm not getting paid, and I'm just not feeling very happy.
Camille, this is
go ahead,
Mary.
Is that DC? You're back.
Yes, I'm back. I just want to let you know, I don't know what happened. I lost you, then I came back, but I'm here. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Well, immediately the seven of earth fell out, and guess what it means? It's actually seeds well planted efforts or investments that will be rewarded in the future. So total chills from head to toe, like all our goosies everywhere, and the need for patience, a time for resting and planning for the future, unnecessary worry. And the wisdom part of the card is the wheel reminds us that even though things may seem to be stuck, it's only temporary. Archangel Gabriel will help you to get things moving again. I feel like your perseverance and like all your progress or all your efforts are going to be rewarded in the future. So, I mean, yes, right now it's not helping you, but I believe in the future it's going to be rewarded. And that's all. That's what I'm getting, Camille. Hope that helps you.
Beautiful. Liz?
Okay. I got the page of Michael, and it says, truthful, perceptive, analytical, and blunt. An exciting new challenge. You have what it takes to succeed. Review contracts or documents very thoroughly. So I feel like you are going to get the results that you need, but it sounds like you may need to look at, it sounds like there's probably going to be a little bit of back and forth, probably about, you know, what you want to be paid and how you, you know, the hours you want to work and things like that. But also that it looks like you're going to have to be very, very black and white about what you want and how you want it and when you want it. You know, the fact that it says blunt, don't try to be wishy-washy or, you know, like, oh, they'll understand what I mean. No, put it right down in paper, black and white. Maybe that's even what it's saying to do now is, you know, write it out and say, you know, listen, this is what I've done so far. This is what it would be worth. This is what I need. I can't, you know, and sometimes we have to set boundaries. We have to put those things out there because sometimes people, they inadvertently forget, you know, that we're, that we're working for free, you know, or doing something for them that, that they're not compensating us for because they get comfortable, they get used to it, right? It becomes routine. So sometimes we have to remind them and say, hey, you know, I volunteered to do this and as much as I love it, I really need to get something in return because I need to take care of myself. And they might go, oh my gosh, you know, I totally forgot. So don't be afraid to put it right out there and speak it. Because I believe that that's what, I feel that that's what this card's telling you to do is, you know, be right out there and present it to them and say, you know, listen, if you can't help me out, I might have to move on. I might have to find something different. And it sounds like you're doing a good job because you love what you do. So they're probably not going to want to lose you and they're going to come up with some kind of solution for you. So I hope that that helps you.
Yes.
And Camille, this is DC. My dog was singing, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Okay. And she's saying, Camille, everything's going to be fine. You've just got to, you know, you've got to realize that. Stop worrying. There's nothing to worry about. Okay? So she's saying, let the stress go off you. Watch a funny movie or something. She's saying all of this is happening because it's really going to help you to discover your true life's purpose. Okay?
Okay.
And she realizes at this time that, you know, it's a little crazy and you may have some stress, but it's all going to help you to really... really, you know, figure out what exactly, you know, your purpose is, okay? And she's saying, you know, you can work, you know, smarter and not harder. And when you work and you really, really love something, you're going to see more money coming in. And she's saying, I know you love what you do, but you have so much creative expression within you that you're not even connecting with right now. And it's starting to create blocks because if we do not, you know, start letting it out and expressing it, whether it's painting or, you know, maybe it's music, something, whatever it is that you like to do, if you don't connect with it, then, you know, it just, it's just like a little child, you know, kicking and screaming when you're not paying attention. Is there any kind of hobby that you have that, you know, that really calls you?
Yeah.
Because you are really creative.
Okay, let me tell you. I have been reading tarot since 2003. And so sometimes I get paid, sometimes I don't. But I'll tell you what, and I don't want to give too much away, but the truth is it's a Christian people. I'm a Christian person, but in a different way. And I tell you, someone in the administration saw me with my cards, and it became a conflict of interest. So I'm like, I could easily maybe get this job and have the Monday through Friday day job. But I could not be my 100% true self because I would have to hide this other thing. So I was thinking just this morning, you know, because I had the day off, I'm like, well, I'm not getting paid at this job for which I'm spending over 30 hours a week. Okay, but if I pull back from it and go 100% with my cards and my coaching and my hypnosis, I could set my own hours, my own schedule, my own pay. So why aren't I doing that? You know, why am I trying to, like, force myself? Because, yeah, I've done over 200 hours of volunteer work, okay, but the people who hired me as a volunteer are not the same people who can hire me to put me on the salary and benefits and all that stuff. And just because I did the volunteering doesn't necessarily mean that I have the job with them. So I'm like, what am I doing? What am I holding on to? I'm like, I feel like I have to take a risk.
Yeah, and you're holding on to
structure. You're amazing at what you do. You're amazing. And this is just like, you know, a little wake-up call to just give you a little nudge to go further on that path and do what it is that you truly love.
I think I need to, and I'm like, I need to finish tomorrow and Friday. And I thought maybe just don't go back after Thanksgiving break. But maybe, I don't know, maybe just tell them, I'm sorry, I can't come in on Monday. Because the work that I have in front of me to do, it's too much to do for free. The next two projects, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, well, I'm getting, you know, that something is coming, you know, and it's coming, it's right around the corner. So you know, you're connecting now with your truth as you're, you know, speaking to us, and that's what the angels are saying. Have you had any throat issues at all because you weren't being true to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's like some excess mucus or something like that comes out. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you're post-nasal drip and coughing.
Now,
yeah.
And you know what you want to do, and I mean, you're going to be amazing at, you know, at that, you know, with the readings and everything, you're going to be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm Ginger's saying, relax. It's going to be very soon, and you are going to be happy. Just, you know, wait for the divine timing. And she's saying you're going to know when all the little pieces start, like, you know, falling together. Okay. And you're going to feel it within yourself. Okay. So I feel you're going to be amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're creating your future, okay?
Yes.
So it's really beautiful. So I hope we gave a little bit.
Yeah, you have. You really have.
Okay. Ladies, do you have anything else for Camille before we move on?
I was just saying the time is now, you know. Now is the calling. This is when the light workers are rising up. So get out there. Put yourself out there because more and more people are looking for this work than ever before.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
if
you're going to be successful, it's going to be now.
Yes.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
thank you so much, ladies.
Congratulations for speaking your truth this evening, Camille, and stay in touch with us.
I sure will. Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless
you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Wow, what an exciting night. Are you ready, ladies, for
another
call? Okay.
Yes.
My computer's catching up. Okay. Area code 919. You're live with Angel Answers.
Hi.
Can we have your first name, please?
My first name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are
you? I'm taking the call.
You're welcome. Do you have a question this evening?
When I want to ask, so I think I'm going to ask about the move.
My girlfriend, my partner, we have talked about moving together, and now I think it's just how spirit is lining up, because I'm having to move. My landlord is selling. I want to sell, and she wants me to purchase, but I can't afford it right now. But I also just think it's time for me to look in a different direction. So I'm just trying to see how spirit says stuff like that.
All righty. Okay. Ladies, do you have anything for Kay?
I'm shuffling.
Okay. I got two cards, Kay. I got a King of Water, and it's a king, and he's on his own ship, and he's sailing on the water, and there's fishes, and he's got a cup, a gold cup in his hand. And this is, by the way, the Angel Wisdom Tarot that I'm reading from, and it's trustworthy, honorable, devoted, cautious, someone you can completely trust. If you're asking about your partner, a situation that is safe, a solid romantic relationship, hidden but well-intentioned emotions, a charitable benefactor, seeing a counselor. And then I got the Eight of Air, and it's a beautiful woman coming out of a gate, and it's the it's really showing the illusion of entrapment. Perhaps this is like the home that you're asking about. A lack of self-confidence that makes you feel helpless, but you're not. Being afraid to take action and take responsibility for your life now. And this, the angel to call upon is Archangel Chamuel to help you.
Okay.
And it's beautiful red roses out of that gate. So I feel like once you move, it's just going to be beautiful on the other side.
Oh. Wonderful. Thank you.
Liz, did you have something? You're welcome, Kay.
I do. Hi, Kay. It's Liz. I pulled a card from my friend Jennifer Cupcho's Returning to Your Authentic Self deck. And it's card number 6. Allow for miracles. They are simply shifts in perception. And so this is a beautiful stream. You can see the reflection of the sky. And the stream comes down, and it comes over these cliffs into a waterfall. And the waterfall actually flows into this, like, it looks like the nebula, like the universe, the pink starry space area. So, you know, when we take a chance and take a risk and do something outside of our comfort zone, a lot of times those are the things that we are supposed to do. That's what the universe is pushing us to do, because it's where we're supposed to be. We're guided to do these, to take these leaps of faith, because they're going to be magical and wonderful for us. So I see it as an opportunity coming for you. It's going to be huge, even though you don't know what's ahead and you don't know what's coming. It's going to be beautiful and magical. It's going to be your best decision, is what I can see in this card for sure. So I hope that helps.
That's
you.
Wonderful. It does. That's
and
wonderful to hear. Yes.
This is DC. My dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, "Girlfriend, she wants you to buckle up, Buttercup, because this is going to be a freaking great ride for you." She's saying, "Don't be afraid. You know, this is going to be amazing."
Yeah.
So I'm getting it as well.
Wonderful.
You know, this will be a great decision. And Ginger is saying, you know, this is, it's amazing. But she wants to remind you both that you've got to have open communication. Okay?
Yes, definitely. Yes, okay. That sounds great.
The move is fun, and sort of like it's going to clear the air, and it's like when you move, it's going to be such a beautiful atmosphere. So it's going to be great.
Great. That is so beautiful.
Just let us know how it
goes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, hon. Take care now.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm waiting for my computer catching up, okay? Try to hit the button here. Come on. Okay, there we go. Area code 773. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, girls. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can we have your first name, please?
Great. Thank you. It's Joellen.
Hi, Joellen. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. A little bit under the weather, but I'm all right.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for the ladies this evening?
Yeah, you know, I am wondering what to do with my career path. I'm really bored. And
okay.
I'm just kind of going through the motions, and I want to know if there's something to look forward to.
That's a great question for the ladies. Okay. Ladies, do you have anything for Joellen?
This is Liz.
Do you have something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you.
This card is from the Money and the Law of Attraction deck, and it's number 33, which 3 is an angelic number. When you have 2 3s, that's pretty positive as well. And it says, I have control over the thoughts I think. So, you know, whatever we think, we put out there as an idea to manifest. So anything that you really want, you can get just by putting your thoughts into place. But this says, since you have control over what thoughts you offer, what could be more just than the powerful law of attraction responding equally to everyone who offers a vibration? Once you gain control over the thought you think, your sense of injustice will subside and will be replaced with the exuberance for life and the zest to create what you were born with. Let everything in the universe be an example to you of the way the laws of the universe work. So this is telling me that you have an idea, really, of what you want to be doing, and you're afraid to put it into motion or to step out into that unknown territory. And this card is saying that if you want it, you can get it. And you just have to put one foot in front of the other and go for it. Because it's there. It's there for you to take. It's already happening. It's just about you taking the steps, taking action.
And 3 is my lucky number.
Okay. This is telling you to go with that idea. Get it out there. As crazy as it seems, you know, if you had the ability to think up this thought and this idea, then it's powerful enough to come into fruition. So put yourself in motion. Get it going. Get it started. You have the power of 3 backing you up. It cannot be wrong. 3 is all about balance and things coming together. So go for it, girl.
Beautiful, Liz. That was absolutely awesome. Mary?
Thank you. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Hi, Joellen. I got 2 cards pop out for you. I got the Queen of Earth and the 6 of Water. And with the Queen of Earth, I'm getting your caring person, stylish, and you have a gift for design. So I'm not sure if you like to design things or like to work with your hands and design, but I got that you're very good with your hands and design and decorating. Your love for nature transfers to the ability to arrange flowers like a pro. And also that you're an amazing manifester. So it's amazing. It's a queen sitting in her throne, and she has a rabbit at her feet and a gold, huge coin. So talk about your career. The meaning of the card is generous, practical, gracious, materialistic, the ability to make anything more beautiful, a love of family and home, a love of art and beauty, a sensible approach. And it says, be practical about how you proceed. And then with the six of stairs, I got it, the card meaning is basically two kids and the boy is handing the girl a flower. And there's the angel in the background. There's a little puppy and a whole bunch of cups, six cups on the floor. And they're both not looking at the cups at all. They're just revisiting old dreams of the childhood. And embracing, it's telling you to embrace your inner child. And return, it says the return of people or romances from your past, romanticizing how things used to be. And then this is Archangel Zachiel as well. So it's an amazing card. It's so beautiful.
Well, it's interesting to say that because I'm a graphic
designer. Oh,
what did you say, Joella?
It's interesting because I'm a graphic design and photography teacher.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So and my daughter Ginger's again, and she's saying, yeah. "Oh, Joellen, this is your time to start to create the life of your dreams."
Yeah.
And she's saying, "You know, what are you waiting for? Everything you need, you have before you. I'm getting your wishes are coming. You know, they're coming true. And you know, this perfect job that would really make you happy." It's coming. You know, you've got to stay optimistic and, you know, just you've got to start really, you know, going forward and do what has to be done. Visualize what you want. Write it down. And, you know, when you write it down exactly as you want it to be. Okay? So Ginger's saying you just gotta lighten up a little bit, you know, and don't take life so seriously right now. Connect with your joy and even take maybe a little time off and maybe just, like, relax a little bit because I do feel like there's stress here that you don't really need to take with you. And sometimes when we, you know, we just surrender all this heaviness to the universe, it's amazing how things simply start to fall into place. Okay?
Yeah.
So your angels are with you.
Say about my dog?
Okay, now what was the question about your dog?
I was just wondering, Ginger, being a dog, does she have any messages from my dog?
Okay, because she connects with dogs, she plays with them, and she usually has the messages for the people. Okay, let's see. Okay, well, she's saying you should take a tip from your dog because your dog has been trying to show you how to lighten up as well. Does your dog just, like, love to run and have fun?
Oh, yeah. He's a dog.
Well, that's what she's saying. You know, you can be free like your dog, you know. Just
all right.
Go.
Girl, thank you for
take a leave from your dog. Run. Have fun. And, you know, the dogs are really smart. We've got the dogs, the cats. If we just watch what they're doing, they really, you know, they're really trying to help us. So surrender.
Thanks,
Ginger's saying surrender the outcome. Divine help you, connect with your magic. You know, this is your time. Okay? Allow yourself to receive. You know, open your arms really widely and allow yourself to receive. You truly deserve it, okay?
Bless your heart, girl.
This is
thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful new chapter of your life. Write a good one. And Joellen, please stay in touch with us. You know, call us back and let us know how everything is going with you and your dog, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Okay, ladies, you ready? Here we go. We have another call here.
All right.
Okay. My computer just caught up. Area code 440. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you
Good,
for taking
thank you.
My
Do you have a question? Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Yes. Yes, I have a question. Frequently,
okay.
I've been, I'll seems like I'll be contacted by someone, I'll hear the music, say, for instance, the songwriter, singer, Sam Cooke, of some of his songs. I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, that seems to, and it's like someone is telepathically connecting to me with that song.
Okay.
And I'd like to know, I'm not dating anyone. I'm not married to anyone. I'd like to figure out who that is, and what's behind that.
Okay. Well, you know what, I'm gonna just try to answer. I saw an older man, this is Pixie. A man looks like he dressed really well. He walks with a cane for assistance. I'm getting like an older man in spirit is trying to connect with you through, you know, different songs and different messages. And what I'm getting, hon, is that you sort of have been living in the past, and you're not in the present, Patricia. You know, there's so much good waiting for you. Okay? So this older man, do you have any idea who he could be? He walks in, and like you said, he's very nicely dressed. But he does walk with a cane.
This is a man that's living now?
No, it's a man in spirit that I heard a song, and then I saw a man in spirit.
Oh, sheesh. I mean, I wouldn't have any idea who that might be.
Okay, well, he just, like I said, he came in, he had a beautiful, you know, well-dressed suit on, but he does walk with a cane for assistance. Okay. I'm just trying to see if he'll give me any more about who he is here. Okay. Patricia, do you see people out of the corner of your eye? Do you catch, like, shadows or something? Because he's showing me your eye. And maybe when you walk into a room to take a fast look, you think there's someone there?
Yeah, that happens to me sporadically. It's not every day.
Okay.
It's not at a certain time.
I'm getting this gentleman, though, that I spoke of. He has there's a letter I. It's either a first name or a last name. And he's saying that he was someone that was connected with your family. I don't know if it was, you know, a member of your family, or it could be like a close friend of the family. Okay, and he's trying to help you to go forward. Okay, do you have like a lot of nights where you're dreaming and you wake up, like it seems like you have a hard time staying asleep?
No, I can't remember my dreams.
Okay, but do you have where you wake up maybe at night at times? Because he's showing me the way you sleep is just crazy. Like you're rolling and your brain is.
I might say, like, if I'm lying down and say if I'm watching something.
Well, the gentleman is just trying to help you. He's just trying to help you to go forward, to have a little bit more balance in your life, okay? And I'm getting it was a friend of the family.
Sheesh.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. And he's here to help you. I mean, you might not remember him, but I think he's saying he knows, he's known you since you were a child. Okay, he was a friend of the family, and you need a little bit more balance is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's
okay.
So I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Liz or Mary?
Sure, this is Liz.
Hi, Patricia.
Patricia.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Liz.
In a lot of what I do, I know that songs are messages from the angels. You know, when we hear that, when we tune in and we hear that line that resonates with us, that is a message from spirit. And it is, you know, our loved ones connecting with us or something, or they're trying to get us a message. You know, sometimes we have to listen to, if we don't think of someone right away, sometimes just hearing the message that is coming through the words is something that we need to hear in the moment. And, you know, even what DC was sharing with you, if you sometimes with card readings too, if you can't, if it's not making sense to you now, maybe in a little while or a day or two, you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's who that is. I remember now. So keep that in mind too, because you'll remember this stuff for a few days, have it on your mind. But the first card I pulled for you is the Nine of Michael. And it said, your worry is unnecessary. Focus your thoughts on the outcome you desire. Release feelings of regret, guilt, or worry to your angels. So I feel like you've got something you're holding on to. And it's funny that DC talked about your bed, because in this card, it's a boy sitting on a bed. And so, you know, when we hold on to things, it causes blocks in our energetic field and in our emotional system, and it starts to manifest into physical pain, physical ailments. And so I think, you know, I'm not sure what it is that you're holding on to, but it's starting to take a toll on you. You know, a lot of times it causes us stress and things. So because this card wasn't very clear to me, I pulled another card, and it was the King of Michael, which is principled, rational, ambitious, and respected. Wisdom and objectivity are important now. Stay in your integrity, a situation that calls for honest and open communication. So, you know, is there something going on that you're having a hard time speaking how you feel about it with someone else?
Oh, well, it's I'm going through several things. I'm doing a intentional cleansing and healing, ancestral, mm-hmm. emotional, mental, physical.
Yeah, that'll dredge up a lot of stuff.
And you know, learning new skill sets, mm-hmm. so that I can, you know, writing, proofreading, and moving into entrepreneur, but obviously starting off as side gigs, freelancing, mm-hmm. so that I can support myself. And I'm living here in a city that's not the most supportive and energetically loving and supportive to me. Mm-hmm. And I made my decision what I'm going to do and relocate and so on.
Well, it's hard to say, and you have that drive, you know, you have the ambition, and stay focused on you. You know, with everything going on in the world, we can't let that energy get inside our bubble, right? Like, get up every morning and put yourself in a bubble of protection to keep all everyone else's energy and negativity out so that you can focus on you.
Well,
and
yeah,
then
that's what I'm
sure
doing.
Make sure that you're being clear. You know, make sure you're being clear about what you want, that you're saying how you truly feel. Because when you hold back and you hide your feelings, you know, not everyone can read that. And you're going to end up in a situation where you're unhappy because you weren't truthful up front. So make sure that you're being honest, that you're openly communicating. You know, you don't have to do things in a nasty or negative way, but you want to be clear. You want to be concise. Make sure that there's no mystery about what you want or what you're trying to do. And that'll help you immensely along the way.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Mary, what do you have?
Wow, that's so amazing, because both cards that jumped out for her actually resonate with you and what Deepi said. So the first card I got was from the Angel Guide Oracle by Kyle Gray. And as you said, you know, you've been listening, hearing songs. And so what I got was spiritual growth card. And I'm asked to read the whole card meaning to you. So It says, this is a powerful time for you. Your growth and understanding are unfolding at an incredible rate, and you feel more connected than ever to your soul, your gifts, and purpose. Your angels are encouraging you to keep up the good work and continue expanding your knowledge, experience, and spiritual connection. When this card arrives for you, it's a confirmation that the experiences and insights you have had recently have been divinely led. Wow, I get chills all over, Patricia. You may find yourself connecting to particular energies at this time or even experiencing angels or guides visiting you. This card is letting you know that these experiences are real and are occurring because of your determination to open up spiritually. The path of light is unfolding for you, and you are being encouraged to hold your head high and focus on your spiritual growth. The rest will be taken care of for you. I have chills, Patricia, from head to toe. And then the extended message of this card is, every experience is a learning experience. You are a student of life and spirit, and what has happened in your life hasn't happened to you. It's happened for you. You have incredible resilience and the capacity to overcome whatever darkness or unknown you face. No matter what has been served to you, you have done everything within your might and power to face it and find a way forward. Angels are acknowledging your determination and the positive, kind-hearted, and upbeat energy that has allowed you to become the wonderful person you are today. You may feel that your spiritual gifts are opening much more at this time. Be aware of any visions, like DC said, psychic insights, or connections you develop, as they will be pivotal to your growth. Wow. I'm like chilled all over. Amazing. I mean, you're coming into spiritual growth, and, you know, the angels are communicating with you, and the spirit as well. The other card I pulled for you, I was pulled to pull from the Soul's Journey lesson cards, and I got the Honesty card, similar to what Liz mentioned. The Honesty card says, I can't always expect the truth from others, but I can expect it from myself. And then a little excerpt of the card is, the only time you must be absolutely truthful is when you are addressing yourself. You must at all times present yourself authentically to those around you. Only by being yourself do you draw in the people and circumstances that you most need to learn from. So again, honesty is very important, and enjoying like the laws of attraction, like Liz said. But both messages from Liz and DC resonate with these two cards that I got. So amazing. We're in sync, ladies.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Patricia, I hope that helped.
And Patricia, you know what? Just let that, you know, soak in, and we'll be back next week. If you have, you know, another question you would like to ask, can you please call us back then?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in this evening. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, I believe we have one more caller.
All right.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hello, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua, how are you?
I'm here.
Well, that's a great start.
I have a two-sided question.
Okay.
First, I always give of myself, expecting the best out of everyone else, and I don't get anything back.
Okay.
Well, not what I expect back.
Right.
What am I doing wrong?
Well, you know what, Josh, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying just stay true to who you are, that the beautiful effort that you're putting forward is going to come back to you, the good's going to come back, okay? And And I'm getting maybe, you know, maybe trying to communicate in a way that you haven't tried before. And just be the beautiful, I'm getting you're such a beautiful and loving person. Don't change, okay? Stay, you know, stay true to who you are. And, you know, I'm getting like you're a genuine person and you're so loving and, you know, that's not the norm, okay?
No, it's not.
And do you try to compare yourself with other people? Because that's not a good thing.
I really don't. I mean,
okay.
Comparing myself to other people is something that I have always avoided because other people are always a letdown.
Okay. Well, you know what? You keep being that amazing person and you treat yourself well. Stay true to who you are. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have that beautiful, you know, loving relationship that you're looking for. I just feel like you do. You put so much into it, and, you know, it's going to get better for you. It's going to really get a lot better, okay? Okay? But I'm also getting, like I just feel like you wear your heart on your sleeve. I just feel like my emotions, like, are all getting, like, a little heavy. Like, you know, you're such an amazing person, but I do feel like I could feel like those emotions, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, and that they just come pouring out. Okay. You're very compassionate, you're understanding, and I'm getting, you know, like when you have those qualities in yourself, you will see them in someone else. Okay. Have you been involved with someone that's a little bit difficult?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, you know what? The angels, like, are with you. Mother Mary is with you. And they want to help you to see through the eyes of that other person and feel what they're feeling, experience what they're experiencing. And it really will help you to see them, you know, in a different light, okay?
Well, to be fair.
And that may help you understand the relationship, like, a little bit better, if that makes sense to you.
I lived through the life of one of the people that pulls at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
And she is just a very difficult person to love.
Okay.
And so I don't understand, like, if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing by feeding into, like,
yeah, you have, I fear, see, like, the doubt with you, and I also see there's, like, an encasement around your heart because you don't want to be hurt. But with the encasement around your heart, you're also not allowing love to come in, the love that you truly deserve. Okay, so you've got to the angels come in and help one. To help you with the fears and everything and with the hurt, okay?
Yes.
And the angels will help you to speak from this beautiful place of love where, you know, others won't be, they'll understand where you're coming from, and it will help you. And allow the angels, like you said, to help because there's so much fear and doubt within you, and you've got to let it go. You deserve to have nothing but love within, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies so that they get a chance as well to speak with you, Josh, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, hon. Liz?
Yeah. So I pulled a card out of the Law of Attraction deck, and the word it uses is money, but I don't feel that that's what it represents. That's what this is talking about today, but it says, I do not need to have money.
I don't remember using the word money, but okay.
No. Well, this says, I do not need to have money to attract money. So I think I do not need to have love to attract love, because what it says on the back is, you do not have to have money to attract money, but you cannot feel poor and attract money. So you can't feel unloved and attract love. You have to believe that you are loved and that you love openly The key is you have to find ways of improving the way you feel from right where you stand before things can begin to change. By softening your attention to the things that are going wrong and by beginning to tell stories that lean more in the direction of what you want instead of in the direction of what is currently happening, your vibration will shift, your point of attraction will shift, and you will get different results. So,
okay.
If we say that we don't have love, go ahead.
I never felt that I really, like, drew the attraction. I just always gave, and I gave, and I gave. It's so hard to explain in a sense that.
Well, because here's the thing.
I always gave everything myself, and no one ever really gives what I want back.
Right. So the rule to giving is that we can't expect anything in return, or we can't expect the same thing that we give in return. We have to give with the intention of just giving out of pure love. And then what happens is we will receive, maybe not from the same person. We may receive from a different person the same thing that we get, that we're giving to someone else. Sometimes, you know, everybody loves in different ways. So sometimes you kind of have to decipher how people show their love. So it is kind of an odd situation, but it is, you know, it is out there. And when we shift our perspective from not having it and to being in lack to, you know, I am love and I give love and I'm open to love, then we start to attract what we want instead of what we don't want when we're saying nobody loves me and nobody cares about me and I don't ever get what I give. And that kind of, when we come from a negative point of view, then we don't put out into the universe receiving a positive thing. But I also pulled a second card for you from the Archangel Power Tarot, and it's the Seven of Ariel.
Ooh.
And this is a man that's standing there with he's got like a staff, and it has a beautiful aqua aura quartz crystal on top, which is very powerful, very all-seeing. And it says, you have invested wisely. Have patience and wait for the harvest. Review your progress and make plans for your next endeavor. So, you know, sit back. You've done the work. You've put love out there. You've put all those good intentions out into the universe. They will come back. But you need to just do that little bit of mind shift. When you hear yourself saying, I don't or I can't, say, I can't do, I need to do love, I want love, and change it to a positive spin.
And I do love, and I want love, but the people that I give it to don't want it back, or they do, but they want so much.
Yeah, sometimes we have to release expectation. You know, we have a thought, and everybody does this. We all put expectations out there, and we all, you know, say, okay, I'm going to do this, and I want this in return. I expect this in return. And sometimes it just can't happen. Sometimes the people that we are putting it into can't reciprocate either. So we have to release that law of we have to release that intention of, or that expectation.
The
of
law
receiving
of attraction.
Back.
Anything
right.
you put comes back, and sometimes it doesn't because magnets don't always work that way.
Well, you have to. You're expecting that return to come from the person you're giving it to, and I think if you look,
always.
you've received it back in other ways. So. I'm going to let Mary have a turn to talk with you. But,
yes, please.
You know, just think about
it. And then I have to rest my question, yeah.
Wow, Josh, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm here.
Well, I got similar to what Liz said and BC. The first thing that came to mind when you asked your question about the love and getting it in return is I got, you can't expect anything in return when you give it. I mean, you just send love and light to everyone and you receive it from the right person. So as Liz was telling that to you, I was reading the same thing because I had written it as soon as you came on. So it's so amazing. It's right on the money, like Liz said. So I actually got two cards from you from the Angel Guide Oracle deck by Kyle Gray. And the first card was Angelic Protection. So you're being protected by a light of protection is around you at this time. Angels are guiding and guarding you and want you to know that you are safe. Your angel guide is supporting you and leading you toward positive experiences and outcomes. If you have decisions to make or opportunities to take and you are unsure what to do, know that this card is bringing you comfort and support. The angels who are with you only need a prayer from you in order to swoop in and guide you. As I normally do, every night before going to sleep, I call in my angels, my guides, my ancestors, and ask them for help. And if you don't know what you need help on, just ask them, whatever you think I need, just help me with. Just call in your angels. They're around you. And the other card that jumps out, I'm not sure if you were asking a question, but the answer to your question, if you were asking one, is no. And that one jumps out. I mean, these two cards jumped out together. And the card meaning, obviously, is no. And if you're asking to proceed with something, the time is not now, basically. So just wait, and you'll know why. And don't make plans. And
that,
those
that
are the two cards I got.
That makes a lot
Does
of
it?
Sense because I have been considering – confronting someone about the way I feel.
And so
the cards saying no.
Exactly.
This
is not the time to proceed.
The second part of my question is I have been having a lot of dreams with the people that are currently on my mind and the people that have currently passed are all right there. And I am really conflicted about what they're trying to say. Like I'm not sure about what the heck they're trying to tell me. Because I have so many dreams where the people that have passed are coming back to me and are talking to me, but I don't understand what they're trying to say to me.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when you wake up, you don't remember or you just don't know what they're saying?
I remember. I just don't know what the message actually is.
Josh,
sometimes
with dreaming, though, you're only going to remember what you need to know at the time. So if you keep a dream journal by your bed, before you open your eyes, put the
intention
there to remember what it was you were dreaming, and you're only going to remember what is, you know, what is essential presently. Okay?
What's pertinent, yeah.
And I'm getting that you're filled with a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of worry. And sometimes the worry just like overwhelms you.
I am an autistic OCD.
You've got to stay a little bit more positive. And as Mary said, you know, invite in your guides, the angels, and allow, you know, your divine team to help you with whatever it is you are needing. Okay.
We're going to be
closing the show in a couple minutes. Mary or Liz, do you have anything else for Josh?
I would just like to say one thing before anyone else says anything. I would like to say something before anyone else says anything. The last couple of shows that I've been in, I have been the very last, and you guys have given me such amazing advice, and it means more than I think anyone could understand, because I have spent my entire life reading tarot cards, dropping tea leaves, and I have not been able to find the answer to my problem, but you group of women have really helped.
Thank you.
So glad.
We're here for you. Yeah, we're glad that you called in this evening, Joshua. And, you know, I'm sure that your guides, you know, directed you to call in to us. And we're here. Please call us again. Let us know how you're doing. Okay?
I will.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed evening, Josh, and we look forward to reconnecting with you.
You have a blessed evening, too. Blessed be.
Thank you. Take care now. Okay, ladies, we're down to the last maybe 3 minutes. Do you have anything to say to our beautiful callers this evening?
I just want to thank everyone for calling in. Oh,
Liz, you and I are always in sync, both at the same time.
I know. So. We both want to thank them for tuning in again this week. Thank you so much for supporting us and being with us in this angel hour. Just to close it off, because I know we're closing off, you could find me on Facebook and also email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Liz?
I want to thank everybody, too, for calling in. This has been amazing. I love being here. I love hearing from everyone, hearing the questions, and I love when people call back and follow up, too. That's been amazing. But you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love or on the Sacred Embers website as well, if you want to get a hold of me.
Oh, thank you, ladies. It was an exceptional evening tonight. Thank you, everyone. And we'll be back next week, same time, and we look forward to reconnecting. Good night, ladies. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night, ladies.
Take care.